In this video, I want to talk a bit about LinkedIn and in particular how you can use it to boost your business. LinkedIn is a social network aimed at businesses, and it's particularly useful for business networking. It was launched in 2003, so it's been around a while in internet standards. And it's got over 364 million users in more than 200 countries. And while LinkedIn isn't as effective for direct selling as sites like Facebook, its strength lies in networking and collaborating. And you can use LinkedIn to do things like keep up to date with industry news and opportunities. You can use it to find potential services and suppliers. It's good to keep track of your own employees and your own achievements in business. And it's also good for organizing your contacts. You can use it for networking, and I suppose that is probably the primary use that most people put LinkedIn to. And you can use it to, say, find job opportunities, find JV partners, find clients and customers, find and recruit potential employees. You can use it to look for business funding or to create new opportunities. When it comes to marketing, you can use LinkedIn to increase awareness. You can use it to build brand loyalty. You can use it to create a more professional impression for your brand and for your products or services. You can use it to promote a website and gain SEO and social media marketing benefits. You can use it to find potential clients and customers. And of course, you can use it to build leads and keep in contact with them. Let's take a look at the site. To sign up for LinkedIn, come here to linkedin.com and fill out the information here and click join now. There are free and paid for versions of the site, but for most people, the free version is going to be sufficient. You can get lots of extra statistics and things if you have the paid for version. But as I was saying, for most people, the free version, the basic version, is perfectly adequate. When you sign up, they'll talk you through filling out the various sections. They'll want to know your name and your background and your education and that sort of thing. They'll also, with your permission, go through your email address book, especially if you've got one of these online services like Gmail or Hotmail or something like that. And they'll find people who are already members of LinkedIn. And we'll send them an email inviting them to connect with you. So you can build your network very, very quickly. Now, rather than talk you through the sign-up procedure, because it is actually fairly straightforward, let me show you the LinkedIn page of someone who's very famous and who uses LinkedIn quite a lot, and that's Bill Gates. And you can see it's got his profile picture. It says what he's doing now, his current position, where he lives, which is the greater Seattle area, his education, shows how many people are following him, and you can click the button here to follow him if you wish. You've got his recent posts on LinkedIn. It's got the background, his background summary, his experience. Shows here that he's been the co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for 15 years, and before that he was co-founder and president of Microsoft. It's got his education at Harvard University and that he went to Lakeside School in Seattle. You've also got here people who viewed his profile also viewed these other people here. It's got the companies that he's following, and so on. And then there are some advertising here. You can actually advertise on LinkedIn. It's best for business-to-business advertising. But as I was saying earlier, it's generally better to use LinkedIn for finding things like JV partners and so on, than actually direct advertising. So there you go. That's a brief overview of LinkedIn.